Welcome to the In Hope Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Preach.
And I'm Brandon. And each week we drop an episode to strengthen unity in the body of Christ.
We want you to be part of the conversation. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let's talk. Welcome to the In Hope Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we get to have a great conversation with a new friend, Eric Vargas, who is the creator of a new app already available for our Apple users. And I'm bugging him about making sure that I can get it on my phone because I'm a Droid guy. Hopefully you guys don't turn off because I'm a Droid guy. But, but just join this conversation today is going to be really good. Talking about Sabbath and the importance of that and just looking at how we can implement that in our lives and its relation also to our unity within the body of Christ. Eric, would you mind go ahead and introducing yourself and just kind of share a little bit about your story, what brought you to where you are, and what created Sabbath Space? Why did you end up moving in that direction?
Yeah, so Eric Vargas from South Florida. Fort Lauderdale, not Miami, but we go to Miami, you know, occasionally.
All right.
Yeah, I went to Liberty University. Me and my wife nice. Went there together after school, came back home to Fort Lauderdale area. And that's where we're at today. Have a 2-year-old and one in the oven right now. So excited for that. Fun fact, nice. They might have the same birthday. That's kind of crazy.
No way. That yeah. will be crazy. If you're able to pull that off where they both have the same birthday, one day to remember.
One birthday. So. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So it'll be cool for the first couple of years and then they'll probably go their own ways as teenagers.
Yep.
Anyway, so I'm really just like a normal guy that likes to do random fun stuff. I guess career wise, I run a software company. That's like my full-time job. It's called Follow Up CRM.
Nice.
It's a sales software, but, what I really love is to kind of bring my skills to the church. And I have a background in ministry. My wife's a worship leader.
Nice.
You know, I've done young adults ministry for like 15 years now. And so just graduated seminary last year from Knox Theological Seminary here in South Florida. So nice. just keeping myself entertained. Yeah. So that's a little bit about me.
All right. Well, congratulations on that graduation from Knox. Same with Liberty. Shout out to Liberty. My wife also attended there. So you guys are fellow alum. She got her worship arts degree through Liberty. And then when your wife went through Liberty, was she thinking worship route?
She was on a ministry team back in the day. We both were on ministry teams back in the day. She's a songwriter. Her name's Julianne Vargas. You can look her up on Spotify.
Nice. Yeah. All right now.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that. Yeah. We'll have to do that. That's cool. That's really good. Something that you said that I really appreciate is that, you know, you said, you know, you run a business, Follow Up CRM, that's your full time, but you love bringing your gifts and to serve the church. And that immediately what comes to my mind on that is Romans 12, where Paul's talking about that we all have different gifts. And he says they've all been assigned to us according to the grace given to us. But I love this little statement he makes in there. And he says how if we all have different gifts, he says, so let us use them. I love this because this is an example of you using those gifts that you have and that skill that you have and just bring it right into a space where the whole body can benefit from it. So when you did that with Sabbath Space, what kind of brought you to that place where you said, you know, I'm going to use my gifting in this way to create this app specifically? Because I imagine you probably could have gone a few different routes, made some different apps and with your skill and your mindset. And so what brought you to the idea of Sabbath Space and implementing that?
Yeah, great question. So it really, happened probably about, I'm going to say a year ago or so, or a year and a half ago, when we just had our first baby boy.
Okay.
And I just listed all the things I did last year, and we had a newborn. And then I get one day, I just get this notification on my phone of my screen time, and I spent 7.5 hours that day on my phone.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no way. How is that even possible? How is that? Because I really am intentional about, my work time. I'm really intentional about my home time with my family and all of this stuff that I'm like, there's no way. And lo and behold, it's true. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
wow.
And I felt like it was a wake-up call, right? Because your phone creeps into your life. And
True.
then I did some research, and I'm like, oh, actually, 7.5 is pretty average phone usage for people. So I would encourage you, if you're listening, just pull out your phone and check out your screen time. I think a Gen Z on average spends about 10 hours a day on average on their phone, which is crazy. Or in front of some kind of screen, right? So so when I when the reason why my son was like that trigger is because I'm like, I don't want to miss any time with him, right? Because he's starting to crawl. I don't want my phone to be in my face when I'm, watching my son take his first steps. I don't want to miss any time that I'll never get back. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And when I got that notification, I just realized how I needed to be a even a better.
You're skipping a little bit there. I
Can you hear me
lost
there?
you. You said you needed to be. I can. Okay. All right. Good. So you said
Okay, I
when you
think we're
got that
back. All right, okay.
notification, I lost you. When you got that
Yeah,
notification, you said you needed to be even better.
I needed to be a better steward with my downtime and the times in between, work and home
Nice.
and family. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
yeah.
And
Oh, yeah.
so
Absolutely.
I so what really gets me excited about Sabbath is not only breaking the addiction that big tech tries to get into our lives, and I know what they're doing because I run a software company, right? So I know the strategies and tactics, you know what I mean,
The
that
secret is
I even
out.
fell into. Oh yeah, I've read all the books on how they do it and what they're doing to your brains and all of that. I'm sure many people know about these things, but I'm also excited about what could be created with in my life just with that 7.5 hours a day. What else could I be doing with that time? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting. My wife and I, we just went to go visit family in California, right? Other side of the coast there, or other coast. And then we found out that because my wife and I are veterans, we were able to go to SeaWorld for free. So we made it a point in going to SeaWorld and taking the girls to SeaWorld. And something that my wife noticed was how many people spent, 5, 10, 15 minutes. They were spending a decent amount of time trying to get the perfect photo and then posting it on social
Don't
and
get me
then watching
started.
the reactions on social to their post. And so they have all of this cool stuff going on around them. And they're staring at their phones because they're, trying to capture the moment on their phone, right? And then they're watching the reaction to what happens on social from the things that they're posting. And my wife and I, we were just intrigued. We were intrigued by that, and we tried to make it a point. I actually brought a camera, and I kept my phone away most of the time to where when I was taking pictures, I was just taking it with my Canon, and But we just were very intentional about trying to keep our phones away, giving our girls their full attention, and just being in the moment, really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And so that was really interesting to us when we were able to, she was able to spot that a couple of times, seeing people do that. And she was just thinking, man, I don't want to miss these moments with the girls. I want to be fully present. And so we absolutely understand what you're saying there. We actually, me and Brandon, just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about that idea of unity takes being present, really being like giving each other our full attention, building relationship. And so that's really cool. Can you explain a little bit about how Sabbath Space works and how it helps with that? What does Sabbath Space do?
Yeah, so it's a very simple app with a unique twist. All right. So there's many kind of, what do you call it? Like screen monitoring type of apps out there, yep. Right?
Yep.
But so another reason why I made the app is because my wife and I were just very conscious of the amount of time we're spending on our phone.
Yep.
But one day we were just hanging out and she has that time limit feature on her phone.
Okay.
And I don't know if you, at least on Apple, what they have is you can set a time limit, let's say for Instagram. And if you hit that time limit, a pop-up happens and it says 15 more minutes. Or cancel.
Yeah.
Right. Or one more time. And every time that pops up, one more time, one more time, one more time, one more time. Right.
Oh, man.
Click. But so many times that is just almost like, you know, it's a habit, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, why do you even have that if you just bypass it every time?
Exactly.
Well, you know what I mean?
So often we don't realize we're bypassing it.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's such a habit. I mean, I'm sure everyone, if you have a phone, this has happened to you. If you have a smartphone, you go to your phone for something and maybe you are even going to social media for something specific. And then you get in there. And you completely forget what you're going there for. And you're in there for 5 minutes, you're looking at other stuff, and you don't even realize what you got there for. And so it's one of those things to where your mind, it's that neuroplasticity of your mind, and it'll just build that pathway of, okay, we're going to push past these little hurdles, these little speed bumps that happen through those apps, like you're saying, those monitoring devices, because they're so easy to bypass. It's the same thing with the snooze button on the alarm.
Exactly.
The snooze button tends to be bigger than actually turning the alarm clock off. So it's just so much easier to just use it. And I noticed that even with our kids' profile. So I think it's Amazon. You can set up a time limit for your kids on their profile if they're going on Amazon Prime or something, but then it's so easy to bypass it. And so
their incentive is to make it easy to bypass.
Exactly. And so I think that's something that I love. So you're saying with Sabbath Space, it helps make it to where it's not so easy to bypass it. How does it do that?
Great question. So the app is just super simple. It's one big button that you activate. And so, and then it comes with a physical device, actually. So that's the twist.
Nice.
Okay. And I have one right here. So I'll hold it up to the camera so you can kind of see it.
Okay.
And it's a keychain. Oh, we also have a desk stand.
Nice.
And I have one in the front of my house and I have one by my bed.
Okay.
Right. And so, imagine, so going back to your analogy of the snooze.
Yeah.
Imagine you have your alarm clock on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
You have to get up out of bed and then go and turn it off, right?
Exactly.
So what that does, it builds in a physical component to get to the result that you want, right?
Exactly.
And so that's what this does. When you turn Sabbath Space on, you have to scan this device. So in here, there's a chip.
Mm. Okay.
And you cannot unlock your phone. You cannot unlock the apps that you have selected to lock.
Mm-hmm.
Until you unscan it again.
Nice. So it's okay. Not just a simple, you know, cancel, bypass.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this turns your phone into a dumb phone, basically.
Nice.
So, like, for example, I've heard of people that they don't want to be on social media when they're at work, mm-hmm. right? So they have a work mode on the on Sabbath space. And before they leave the house, they scan. And in work mode, they just select Instagram, TikTok, and all the social media apps so that when they're at the office, if their brain just, you know, automatically clicks on mm-hmm. it, it's blocked, right? Like yeah. we've been talking about, yeah. right? So that's how it works. And then when you get home, you can turn it off. So this brings a level of intentionality nice. To your social media usage.
Yeah.
Here's another example. I have a mode in Sabbath space called Devo mode.
Okay.
And basically, I turn it on at night. And so when I wake up, I only have access to my Bible app.
Nice.
Because I don't know about you, but how many times I've woke up trying to do my devos, I go into the Bible app and then my Instagram notifications exactly. start to roll. And then you just click and then you yep. go down the rabbit trail. Then you wake up an hour from there. You know, you're like,
oh, yep.
man, that what a waste.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. So it blocks all of that. So you can have intentional time, right?
That's really cool. And so you mentioned here, you have some people, they'll set up a work mode. And then you just mentioned yes. Devo mode. So it sounds like with this, you're able to kind of have different presets.
That's right.
And that's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. So you can customize it. And yeah. and so, like, you know, maybe sometimes you like want to, so I have a work mode, I have a Devo mode, and then I have a sleep mode as okay. well.
Yeah.
So that it, you know, I just don't, and it's usually blocking most of my social media mm-hmm. time, but then in my work mode, my email app is on.
Yeah.
So I can still use my email on my phone, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
So you can really customize it to the different use cases that you find in your life.
That's really good. I like that. So I think it's cool. You said some people will leave that keychain or their device at home and then they'll set what they want on their phone, take off, come back. Something that I've heard people say, for example, when it comes to just kind of leaving their phone, setting it aside is, well, what if I need it? What if I need to make a call? And this still totally. Gives you all that ability, right?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It's not,
you still have your phone, your text messaging, yep. all the essentials, you know, exactly. you're not leaving behind.
Yeah. So you're not going to be caught in some type of emergency because you still have those essentials. And then, I mean, kudos to the person who realizes, okay, I'm going to leave this at the house. I'm not just going to carry it around attached to my phone.
The way I describe right? it is if you're on a diet, don't have cookies in the house.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Because
if you're like me, if I know they're there, I'm grabbing some cookies and that's
well, you can't
it.
Let them go to waste.
The temptation's too easy.
Yeah.
It's too easy, right?
Yeah.
And so, but if like, let's say, you know, like no one's going to get out of their house, go to the store, buy the cookies, and then like binge eat cookies, right? Mm-hmm. Like if just that little bit of friction
exactly
is going to cut your screen time in half.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so important. And that's so key that you're, again, because we have these habits ingrained, we need something that's going to derail us from it. And like you said, yeah. that bit of friction causes us to have to think through it, and it derails us from just being able to habitually start swiping. I mean, these little guys here can do so much nowadays.
I know, right?
Right? And they just get to moving, and you almost don't even have to think about it, and it's like they have a mind of their own. And just as easy as breathing, where we don't have to think about it, our phones know how to get into our social media and start mm-hmm. scrolling. And so that's really cool that you can put that friction between to where you have to make that decision to go and deactivate and get on. It makes it more intentional. And if there's yeah. something, if there's a word that people hear on this podcast a lot, it's going to be, it's intentional. You have to be intentional about what you're trying to accomplish here. So I like that. Something that I was listening to one of our previous episodes And we were talking about being intentional about making the time and spending time with one another. And so I know you mentioned that 7 hours. What excited you was, what could I do with that 7 hours, right? I'm curious, what are some of the things that you thought of doing with that 7 hours? And then I know in my mindset, I'm thinking, man, if we are able to capture back some of this time that we're losing, how much more time would we have to really build intentional relationship and start walking in unity together? Because so often when we're talking about people getting together and meeting for prayer, when we're talking about ministers having, you know, network meetings and all these different kinds of things, a lot of times it comes back, well, we don't have the time.
Yeah. I could find the time for you. I'll show you where exactly. It is. So actually, let me bring this back to like the concept of Sabbath. One thing that was like in my seminary studies that I learned is, you can kind of guess this, like back in, you know, Old Testament times, you know, the Israelites, they were a slave people.
Yeah.
They worked 7 days a week.
Yes, sir.
Right. And so what did God do? He implemented the Sabbath, not to only give them rest, but to have them focus on building their community.
Mm. Yeah.
So they said, you're going to devote 1 day to the Lord. Right. And to your point, it's rest from work, but we get to spend time with family. We get to have that intentional time, you know, with the Lord, with friends, with, you know, going to church, all these kinds of kingdom building things. Yeah. Right. And that's only 1 out of 6 days. And then here I'm in like our, you know, Western kind of world. And I'm like, I work 5 days a week. Why am I so stressed out?
Exactly.
I get 2 days. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, and the reason why is because we're never truly disconnected anymore.
Mm, that makes a big difference. I've never known someone to say, you know, I went out, I got away for a little bit, I went camping and I came back so drained and overwhelmed.
Right.
I mean, that's just one of those things to where being able to disconnect makes a big difference in our well-being and just being able to clear our heads and have those times for intentional relationship with God and with one another. And so something that you said, especially when it comes to looking at the Sabbath and the way it was practiced in scripture, this thought comes to my mind, and it's because it's likely because it's one I've heard multiple times. And it's that, really, it's the term, it's FOMO, right? It's that fear of missing out. And and so people are often so attached to their phone because they feel like that's their connection. And they feel like they're going to miss something. And I feel like when you're talking Sabbath space, if you're talking about putting your phone into a Sabbath space mode, right, and making it to where you're not getting those notifications and those updates right away, and maybe you miss the next, you know, big TikTok video or whatever it is. if you end up with that, maybe you silenced your email. You're like, man, but what if an important email came through? Something that always was a challenge to me when it came to Sabbath, or a challenge that I saw on Sabbath, was you have to trust God to make up what you might be missing and what you might lose. I know that was something that we see time and time again in the Old Testament, where it was this idea of, no, we're not going to go work and make money that day. You're not going to go and, you know, harvest that day. You're going to trust God to provide. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things to where, even in this disconnect, we have to trust God that what he's going to be giving to us and his presence in our life is going to overcome any of those things that we have a fear of missing.
Yeah, that's a great point. So I would even say, I would take that even further. So yeah, we need to trust God, but we're actually designed this way,
Yes.
right?
Oh,
So
yeah.
like all the seven, like, in the Old Testament, they're like, okay, on the seventh day you rest, on the seventh year, you're not gonna harvest, right? On the 70, is it 70 or 77, like you're gonna forgive all the debts, right? All these practices, what they actually do is they rejuvenate, right? And so we actually currently live in a society where we have none of these kind of practices and habits. And what are we doing? We're exploiting ourselves. We're exploiting people, and we're exploiting everything that we're supposed to be stewarding, right? And so the funny part is if we don't trust God, we're going to miss out even more because we're going to miss out on that rejuvenation period. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you there. And it's funny because it seems to counteract. It seems like that is, see, I'm losing my word here. Counterintuitive. That hey, we're gonna get more by slowing down and resting.
Well, like, okay, so here, I'm gonna miss out on, this update from this high school friend that I haven't seen in 10 years, or I'm gonna miss out on the steps of my newborn son. Like, you gotta choose what you're gonna miss out on, right?
Exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly. And so I love that. It brings you back to really being present where you are, which I think is big. I think sometimes we're more, our head is more what's going on on the other side of the world with my friends in a different state or just celebrities in a different state, sometimes people we don't even know, and rather than what's going on in the room that we're in or in our neighborhoods and that type of thing. So I love that this brings you back to being more present. How would you see this idea? I mean, as we're talking about Sabbath, how would you see Sabbath really helping us when it comes to being more unified? I mean, even as something that always comes to my mind anytime we're talking about unity is not just within the church, but our families, and all kinds of things. But as believers, to be in better unity with our families and our church, and between churches, how could actually practicing the Sabbath and the principles of it, that trust in God, that rejuvenation, right? How can that help us out?
Good question. So, Sabbath space sends one notification to our users a week. And that's Sunday morning at 9 a.m. because that's the most common, time for churches to like to kind of start. I know churches have different service times, but all of our users now get one notification that it's time to enter Sabbath, right? So
I love that.
it brings it. Well, when I enter that, get FOMO starts to go away because my friends are here and they're in Sabbath with me, right? And so that brings like a unity that the crosses churches, churches. It brings everybody together, right? And so one thing that we're starting to do as well is talk about this at our church, right? And so we have a lot of users in our church. And what I'm actually working on in the future is to get this on the back of the tag, the back of church chairs, so that when you enter the sanctuary, you scan your phone and we're in
Come
Sabbath.
on
You know what I
now.
mean?
Come on now. I
Yeah,
like
leave your
that.
Bible app on, that's fine, but no checking the scores during the service. You know what I mean?
that's good. I like that. I like that. That just brings, and that's interesting that you say that because you think about, again, Sabbath was practiced as a nation. Like the whole nation of Israel said, this is what we're doing. And you talk about that bringing a sense of camaraderie and unity when you know you're stepping into this hand in hand with others. And so I love that. That's
yeah,
really
there's
cool.
a the reason that I implemented that one notification a week is because I heard this guy talk about how do you keep your children off of phones, right? And how to not get them, you know, addicted to technology, you know, at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And he said the only way to do it is if their friends join you in this movement.
Wow.
Because what happens is you could try to solo range it, right? Yeah. But then you send it to school and then all their friends are on their phones, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, Mom, I want a phone. You know what I mean? And but if you have your close community all together on this, then you can hold it off a few more years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I kind of implemented this notification, because I'm like, let's get everybody on the same page.
Exactly.
And you know, enter Sabbath together.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's so good. And I can see that being so useful for parents and their kids, being able to implement using Sabbath space and setting different modes for their kid's phone. And that's, I love that.
Oh yeah. I'll give the parents, the parent listeners here, you know, some, the kids won't like me with this one, but some people use it as a punishment tool, right? Like, scan it and no social for the rest of the night.
Yep. Oh man. Yeah. I can see that. Yep. I can see that. But that's also like, that's one of those things where you can send them to school and you know they're not getting into certain things, and then they come back, right? And that's, at home is their safe place where you're around and they could use that. So that's really cool. With the idea of you have to get their friends in on it, I forget at what age it is, but I know it's somewhere within, you know, like as you're approaching the teenage years and your teenage years, it's that influence switches from parents being the most biggest influence in kids' lives to their peers being the most influence. And so with that in mind, I would say you get parents, obviously we need to lead by example. I think if you want your kids to not live a life where they're addicted to the screens and the media, then they need to see that 100%. Example from their parents. And so that's huge. And then, yeah, if you're able to get their friends in on it too, and that kind of talks about parents, you should maybe, you know, be friends with your friends' parents, like build community together where you guys can do these things together. So I like that. I like that. Man, is there any final thoughts that you would like to share when it comes to Sabbath space, and just kind of this practice and how it can be beneficial for the church, how it can be beneficial for our faith, and for our unity with one another?
Yeah. You know, for me, this was really birthed out of just, you know, I keep on having like these food analogies because I feel the tech industry has done the same thing as the food industry. It's like everybody eats junk food because that's all there is. You know what I mean? Right. But what we really need is a good steak, right?
Yeah.
Like come on with the nutrients and all of that kind of stuff, right?
Come on now.
And technology has creeped into our lives, you know, without our consent in a lot of ways, right? And it creates these addictions in us that we didn't really ask for, but we have to deal with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, and it's just getting harder and harder for the next generation, right? Yeah. So that's why I'm doing this, because I don't want my son to be addicted to technology. I want him to have the habits, self-control, all of these things to be able to just navigate the world. Right. And not just be chasing every dopamine hit. Right.
Yeah.
Because his phone or technology taught him to do that.
Exactly.
Right. So I want to be in control of my phone, not my phone be in control of me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that reminds me, I've talked with people. I've actually recommended your app to a couple of people who I know have struggled with addictions with things on their phones. And so whether that's social or, you know, looking at images they shouldn't be looking at and those kinds of things, when you have, again, that extra barrier of that Sabbath space that can help with overcoming those habits and addictions that we have, because you're putting that extra space where you have to make a very intentional effort to go back and access that. And then if you are doing this in relationship with others, because we're not meant to live our faith walk alone, God always invites us into community and relationship with him and others. And so if you're able to have other people who can help with you on this, you can make sure even that tag isn't as easily accessible until you go get it from them. So
yeah, that's a good accountability structure.
Exactly. So I love that. I love that. I think this is great. Like I said, I'm really looking forward. Do you have any ideas on if I'm going to be able to access this bad boy on my Android anytime soon?
Yeah. So we're super excited. So in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be releasing the Android. So it'll be available on iOS and Android. So when you sign up and you can download the app, it redirects you so that you can. So if you subscribe, you get a free tag that we mail to you.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
You can also purchase additional ones, and you can also get the desk stand, and then I ship it just from a house, my house, and then a letter from me, just kind of telling the story that we kind of talked about here today. So.
Nice.
I've seen it change my family, my extended family, and the people around me. It's pretty cool.
That is great. That is great. We're going to have to get one of those desk stands and kind of just set my phone on it while we're doing our podcast here. Have it. Cause a lot of times I'll look at stuff on Google, but like you said, as soon as you open it up, it's like, boom, notification.
Yep. It attacks you, right? And it's
right?
Like, oh, just stop.
So, that is great. I'm definitely, we'll be using that. My wife and I were even talking about having a spot where we put our phones when we get home, and just kind of keeping our phones there. So that would be something that would be really cool to actually be able to do the tag. And then that way, even if our phones are with us, we know we have to take our phones back to that spot.
Exactly.
And that's good. I like that. All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much. I know you're managing a lot. You got a lot of great things going on. Got a young family. So excited for you to bring the second one, maybe on the same birthday. And now, did you say it's going to be two boys? Do you know yet?
Two boys.
Man, yeah. That's cool. We're almost on opposite sides. So we're just in California. So we're almost on opposite sides of things. You got two boys over in Florida. I had two girls over in California. So
I love it. That's awesome.
But that is really cool. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Thank you so much for sharing the giftings and skills that God has given you, with us, with the body of Christ, with the world. And I really, really look forward to seeing more and more of these Sabbath space tags and stands, and maybe get some merch out there with the hats.
I love it.
Right. But would you mind if we just pray to close things up here?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Father, we just thank you so much for the way that you thought of us and the way that you thought of mankind. The phrase that Jesus said just keeps coming back to mind. The Sabbath was made for man. And so we know that you had good intention for us when you implemented the Sabbath. And we pray, Father, that we can take a hold of that, take a hold of those good things that you have for us. And we thank you for moments and times like this, where you continue to work through your body, where you're working through our brother Eric, and you are giving us a way to take a hold of those good things you have for us. And we pray, Father, your blessing and anointing upon it. We ask that this would just become a great instrument and tool for believers all over our nation and all over the world that would be able to enter into times of Sabbath and self-control and dedicated times to where they're spending intentional time in relationship with you and with one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Eric. We'll have to stay in touch, stay connected. I look forward to that drop on the Android. I'm gonna keep on checking back. Maybe I'll be the first one downloaded on Android.
Awesome. So. I love it.
All right, man. Well, have a great day, and
thank you.
God bless.
Thanks for having me. Bye. All right.